The unnamed accountant is accused of embezzling the money over a two-year period. The accountant admitted to faking the audit and was terminated, according to information provided by Centro San Antonio. The San Antonio Police Department confirms that its White Collar Crimes Unit is investigating, but no arrests have been made. Centro San Antonio manages a public improvement district via a contract with the City of San Antonio. A statement from Centro says the stolen money was isolated to Centro and was not public money from that public improvement district. San Antonio's District 9 Councilman John Courage is the chairman of the council's audit committee. He says discrepancies in financial reporting for Centro raised red flags over bookkeeping and missing documents, but that corrective actions had been taken in an audit.
So apparently whoever did this did an excellent job of creating a bogus audit that fooled the board of Centro and fooled our city manager's department.
San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg says although DiGiovanni is not implicated in the embezzlement, the change in leadership was an appropriate step to ensuring accountability.
As far as City Hall, we'll await the results of the investigation, understanding that every organization doing business in our city, especially those that receive benefits as nonprofit entities, owes our residents their very best efforts to ensure that they're living up to the highest standards of integrity.
The Centro Board is asking Daryl Bird, who's an urban planning consultant for the organization, to assist them until a new CEO is selected. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.